So on Yud Aleph, on Yud Beis, we're starting Yud Beis and Aleph. So it's the Gemara is going to start on commenting on the Mishnah, where it says that if he was over b'shuk and he says, "Take yourself for yourself some of my figs to eat," they can eat them in Ederach Arai. So the Gemara says, "What do you mean? When you sell something, you're transferring ownership, and that creates a kvius." And it's considered nigma malachto, and you can't eat even derech arai. So over here, why is that? So Shmuel Amar der Meir he, that this comes out like a mayor. Der Meir Amar ein matana kamecha. That a gift is not considered like a mecha. And this is a gaya yovel. There's a machlokes chachamim and Reb Meir. If someone, of course, if someone sells a property, it goes back to the owner in the yovel year. But if you gave it as a gift, Sir Mayor holds, Matana is not like a sale, and it does not go back to the original owner. At Yovel, the Chacham disagree. So, by saying that the Am Haaretz can give the figs away, and they can still eat it all right, so you see, it's coming out like your mayor. That's Shmuel. On Rabbi Yossi, to me, I call him Rabbi Yossi, no. It's really reflective of all the opinions, even the sages who disagree with their mayor. So in other words, what even though regarding Yovel is considered a sale, but regarding tithing, it's not. So for Amrin, I asked them whether a gift is considered a sale, and they said, no hagin habinon gavin elain li elain v'chakla. We used to harvest, and we had the practice of giving each other produce in the field. We would eat it in a casual manner. So you see that they also held that it was that a gift is not the same as a mechar. Now they certainly held like the chachamim because the chachamim was a majority opinion when it comes to yovel. So you see that they also had this opinion that it's not the same as yovel ma'akadoyim. So why is it different? So Gemara says the standard answer we've seen many times. It's because when they were oiled from Babel, they accepted upon themselves the fee of Maestras, and therefore it's only Dindra Bonon, Bisman Hazet. And since it's only Dindra Bonon, so we were making like the Shita of our mayor. And again, Matanas, that they don't have a luck-like sale. In other words, sale to begin with was a dindrabanan. So, hey, Marmur, when it comes to Matana, they said, no problem. But had the din, Trumas, been a din d'oraisa, they would not have been machalic like that. That's what Gemara seems to say. Masizim makushore makhnisim labatim, talking a place where the majority of people bring them into their houses for personal use, and not to the market. So, and the Amoritz is from the majority. He passes them through the marketplace with the figs. We assume he's returning from the orchard, and he hasn't brought it home yet. If it's a place where most people are bringing it to marketplace, then of course it will be demai, because the produce was subject to the Maestro's obligation while in the Amoritz's possession. It's possible he did tithe it, but we don't know for sure. And six is the main point. The rule that produce can be in casually until it's brought into the house is only, that pertains only to that which one intends for personal use. Produce that is intended for sale becomes subject to tithing and prohibited for casual consumption as soon as its processing is completed in the field. That's what the Gemara Malacha accomplishes. So, one more time. So, this Am Haaretz, he's from the row of people of the city who normally bring it home, and therefore a Gemara Malacha in the field wouldn't make a difference. You'd be able to still eat their harai. But if it was a place where most people brought it to the shuk, then the Gemara Malach in the field would make the Achilas Arai Aser, and they would have to masakin it with as demai. If a makas shor makas lebatim, so the Gemara says if we're talking about where they bring it in, so then why in the second case where he tells them to take it home and eat it, why can they not eat it? Why can they not eat it over there? So the Gemara answers. When he says to take it into the house, it's as if he said, take it, because I already brought it to my house, and I separated the maishas for you. So we believe him, like I said before, it's a balkin and dibur type of situation. We believe him as far as bringing it home, but we don't believe him as far as the hafrasha. So the fact that he says, toll and take it to your house, makes this distinction. If most people are taking it to marketplace, then he's not believed that I took the maishas, and we wouldn't believe to say that I'm bringing the produce from the field into my house for personal use and not for market sale. So regardless of his claim, you can't eat casually. So that's why. So the Gemara says on 12b, Nasan Ledavar Maruba, if the Amorites gave a large amount of produce, then that's an exception to the rule over here. This heter of the first case, where he tells them, take it and eat it now, that would not apply, because since he's giving them a lot, he understands that they're not going to eat it all now, but they're going to take it home. Then it would be awesome, because we're like, he knows that it's going to be taken home. Another qualification also lever shein darker lehi ochochai. If he gives them something that's not usually eaten raw, then again they're going to have to take it home to cook it. Then afilam alay tova achol, k'mishom alay tova hakneis. And one more, hayarim gadol vein darker lehi ochochai. If you're an adam gadol and you don't usually eat in the marketplace, here the Gemara is kind of implying that it was only if you were an adam gadol that you would not eat in the marketplace. If you're not an Adam Gadol that you could eat in the marketplace, that's a little different than the chinuch that I have heard from my son, who was admonished by Reb Shmuel for drinking a coffee in the parking lot of the yeshiva as he crossed from the dining room to the Beis Medrash, because he said this was like eating in the shuk. And unless he held it, my son's an Adam Gadol, which is doubtful. Then even if he says, take some produce and eat it, because he knows this Adam Gadol will not eat in public. If there were two people to whom the Am Haaretz offered produce, I mean, before I go on, I mean, the steer is inherent, right? Because we just said that if you were in a store, you wouldn't eat in public, but you'd have to turn around. But over here, we're saying, unless you're an Adam Gadol, you would eat in public. So I don't know where we're drawing these lines. What's normative and what's not? Hayu shnayim, if there were two people to whom the Am Haaretz offered produce, lazamar leitovachol, lazamar tovachneis. So what he did was he said two different lashonos to the two people. To one he said, take it and eat it. To the other one he said, take it to your house. So then we split it. He says, obviously, we're talking about where he's giving them from two different baskets. If he gave them from one basket, then that wouldn't make any sense. But he's obviously giving them two different sources of food and giving them two different directions, and that's okay. Isn't that implicit in our Mishnah? We see in the case of the chanus, we have a group of people, some of whom are able to eat it, and the people from the stores cannot eat it. So you see that there's you could have this bifurcation of people and how they're eating it. So what's the novelty of the previous ruling? This is explanation. Gemara says the first case, the Am Haaretz told to take home, taken as Dmai. And the Mishnah, we're talking about definite Tevel. The owner of the gateway or the store must bring them as definite Tevel. So it's different cases. Let's see what it says over here on the bottom. So this is footnote 8. Going down to 8. Here we go. This is an important footnote. The Gemara refers to a different issue and deals with a different case. Let's see. The Gemara specified produce to each of the recipients. He told one of them to eat in the marketplace, the other one to eat at home. We infer the produce he offered the first one never became liable to tithing, because it was, whereas the produce that he offered the second one already became liable to tithing, and he claims to have tithed it. The first one can eat what he receives without tithing, but the second one has to treat it as demai. Now, the Mishnah, however, seeks to teach a different rule, and it may deal with a different case. The Mishnah's objective is to teach the produce becomes liable to tithing through being brought into a house or a courtyard only if it is the person's own house or courtyard. So, Mishnah could be explained as dealing with a case in which the Amoraites offered the same produce to the owner of the courtyard as to his guests, and gave them the same instruction, simply take yourselves some figs. Okay, so in this case, since he obviously intends for the guests to eat the produce without bringing it to their homes, it's clear that the produce never became subject to tithing in his possession. So the guests are in fact permitted to eat it. The owner of the courtyard received the same produce, but for them it's a different rule, because since it's clear that the produce was never subject to tithing, it is equally clear the Amoraites did not tithe it. And so when the owner brings it into his courtyard, he brings it into the store, it's definite tevel. So the Mishnah is teaching that even when an Amoraites offers two people identical produce, the one that takes it into another's property may eat it casually, while the one who takes it to his own property is obligated to take the maestras. So therefore, it is not exactly the same. Okay. As mentioned above, our Mishnah, okay, you know, we're not going to start. This 12 is going to start a new sugya, and I'm going to hold off here at this point. This will be the end of Daf Yud Beis.